Jim Dalton.
Hi, Jim. It's Julian, Bank of Cardiff. How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks. I got some feedback from my underwriting department. The bank statements are kind of not legible, some of them. When you are, were you able to pull those up on the website, or did your bank pull those up? Because I see there's a little export button at the top of the bank statement page. If you hit export, it'll export it into a nice little file that you can just email to us or whatever. It's going to make it a lot smoother and a lot easier, because as of right now, the feedback I'm getting from my underwriting department is they need like the official bank statements, not like a printout from the web page. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, God. You're talking to somebody that doesn't know anything about computers.
Yeah, no problem at all. I understand. I'm happy to kind of walk you through it as much as I can. So did your bank actually email these pages to you, or were you on your bank's website, or?
I went on my website and copied them off, and then I faxed them over. I
Okay,
mean,
perfect.
I'm paying a dollar a sheet to send those things over.
Okay, yeah. So let me kind of tell you the best way to do it. When you log into your bank's website and you pull up the month, there's a little tab I'm seeing on the paperwork you sent me. There's a little button that says export. If you click export, it'll package it up into a nice little PDF file. Do you have access to email or no?
Yeah.
You can just, if you export them, you can just send them directly from your email. You don't have to fax them or anything. You can if it's better or easier for you.
Okay, so I hit export history.
Yes. And then you should be able to just do six statements prior, just export them all at once, and then just send me an email and attach that file.
Okay, so I want to start at.
March, April, May, June, July, August. Yeah.
Okay, so I want to start at March first, right?
Correct.
I want to start at 04. Okay. It says now I've got and then please download option.
Does it say like save or something like that?
Says Microsoft Excel or Quicken 2009 and above or.
Is Microsoft Word an option, or actually like Adobe PDF or something like that?
No, just Microsoft Excel. That's all it gives me.
And that's after you hit export?
No, that's my download options.
Okay, gotcha. Let's see. Yeah, the Excel's not going to work because it has to be something that has your bank letterhead. Typically, they'll let you download your bank statements for your own records. Have you spoken with anybody from your bank?
Yeah, but see, they won't even send them.
That's so odd. They have their. I don't understand why they wouldn't want to send them to you. They want you. You know, you're giving them business. They want to keep you there. Maybe click on account statements and documents. So on the top, if you're looking at one of your bank statements, on the very top, there's a link. It looks like it says account statements and documents.
I don't know. I'm looking like right now. How can I remove?
So yeah, so I'm looking. So at the very top, it says Fifth Third Bank, and then it says Welcome Generation of Color. And then right under that, it says account activity, account summary, and then account statements and documents. I think if you click account statements and documents, it may let you give you a nice clean like export.
It'll let me do 90 days.
Okay, see, try 90 days and we'll try to work with that.
I am so lost. It comes up a check image statement, statement, check image statement, statement, check image statement, statement.
Did it download it? Like, did it say that it downloaded anything or no?
It's got 831, 731, and 630.
Are they in like nice little files, like on your in your downloads folder or something?
I don't know.
I'm just trying to visualize what you're looking at right now. So after
no,
you click,
it doesn't.
No. Maybe try calling your bank again and just. I mean, maybe you're just talking to somebody that didn't know what they're doing or somebody that didn't want to help you. I don't know. I've never ran into the issue before where your bank doesn't want to give you your statements, though. Don't you need them for your, like, tax return and stuff like that when you do your when
well,
you do
yeah,
taxes?
But I mean, yeah, I've got all those, but I still have to have them faxed.
Yeah, if you can just fax the originals, that's fine.
That's what I did send you.
I thought you said that you printed them from your website, from your bank's website, and then had them faxed.
Well, they're the ones right here on the machine here.
Okay. Are those? Do you get bank statements in the mail from Fifth Third Bank?
No, I'm paperless. I do everything online. They just send me everything online.
It's all online. Okay.
And that's what I sent you.
Yeah. Yeah, the problem, the feedback that I'm getting, though, is it's a printout from the website. It's not, like, the actual statements. It's just, it's basically images of the website, which isn't, we can't work with that.
It gives the date that the thing was done, the time, the amount, and who the description was.
Yeah, I'll tell you exactly why in a second. Let me see, hold on one sec. I'm pulling up the message.
I mean, this is the same forms I've sent to other people that have gotten loans to, and they've
so,
used these.
Yeah. So specifically, what we need is where it says total balances and total deposits, total withdrawals, average daily balance. Typically, on the bank statement, there's going to be a little section that'll give you all of those, where it says like total balances, things like that. All this is your credits and your debits on your bank statement. It doesn't give us any more information than that. So it doesn't tell us like what your ending balance is, which is crucial to these programs. You get what I'm saying? It's basically just a list of credit and debits. It doesn't show like what your ending balance is, what your average balance is, which is, like I said, which is crucial to these programs.
Well, it gives a daily balance at every one.
But it doesn't give like the ending balance, for example, and then like summary. Average balance. Yeah, it's just a summary, but what you sent me is a summary, but we need the full statement.
I don't know. I'm lost because this is all I've got. This is what is on the machine.
No worries. I'm going to talk to my underwriting department, see what else we can do, see if there's other way around it. In the meanwhile, can you try to get back in touch with their bank and see if they can send you your full statements, not the summary? If they can just email them to you in a file, all you have to do is forward me that file. That's it.
I can't see them until tomorrow. They're all closed.
Okay, no problem. I'm going to be leaving my office within the next 5 minutes or so, but I'll give you a call tomorrow morning then, okay? I want to help you as much as I can, but there's my hands are tied here. I need the bank statements, the full statements.
Well,
but trust me, I want to do everything I can to help you. If it means walking you through all this, I want to do that for you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll see what I can do. I'm gonna lose this machine because I told her I would have everything set by Wednesday. So. Okay.
All right, Jim, I'm trying to get this taken care of as soon as possible as well. So I'll reconnect with you tomorrow morning, okay?
Okay, fine.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.